I will read for the introduction of my speech for the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Faith is the substance of all things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation he had his testimony that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. This book to the Hebrews has been sent to that congregation, which apparently began there in the first services of Pentecost. There were lots of people present, and there were lots of people who repented, about 3,000. And not all people repented in that services. But the word of God effected in those services what God has meant to effect in those services. Those found themselves who thought they were dead, aparted from God. The message of the gospel brought comfort, power, and joy to the hearts. When the connection to living God was found, and this brought a great joy to the hearts of those who believed. In the beginning of the books of the Acts, they were in the prayers of apostles, and they carried everything to the feet of the apostles. But the enemy of our souls did not look this kind of a spiritual spring for a long time. I've wondered many times that how does he have time? He's got such a big construction site. It's the whole world. And it spends time with me so much that I can't imagine. But it's the master of a thousand plots. And you don't even when you wake up, it's with you. It brings its own offerings and offers. But God, who is the highest, it reigns even our enemy. As the prophet mentions that when you increase nation, but the enemy of our souls started to do its work, and it hasn't done it for nothing. It has also been victorious sometimes. Jesus looked to the time, to the end, that even if it's if it's meant to be, those who have chosen might be astrayed. It was easy to believe, and it was easy to confess faith. But it began the life of being live of faith. Our salvation is not how we feel. And many of these people stop believing. Apostle writes to those that do not reject your trust and patience. You need patience to do the will of God. And some people had idols, and they wanted to serve the idols. But we have the altar, and those can eat and be nourished who want to serve. You don't have a permission to believe who serve in the house. They lose the chance to the living altar. We know that if we can't eat, we will die. Many people feel that we have become less and less hungry, and we don't need the Word of God anymore. And one day we might feel that we are not part of this flock anymore. And it's difficult to be in contact with our previous friends. And we might want a greater desire to the worldly life. And this all comes from our flesh. This Word of God, which I read, talks about faith. And during this week, I have realized that this is one of the most central matter in this Bible. In the opening services, a brother referred to this chapter, and therefore, and even though many people have been talking about this text, I still want to come back to this text and talk about it. Without faith, you cannot be acceptable to God, as it is mentioned in the last chapter or last verse. All who want to get to heaven, they need faith. You have to have a strong faith to what you hope. The New Translation talks about this, that faith is a right faith. It's not in this world, there are many different kinds of faiths in this world. There are so many. There are even those types of faith which is close to our faith. They outwardly, they are believing in the same way as us. but the enemy of our souls. He makes one to believe so close, but so much false doctrine that so little false doctrine that you cannot get to heaven. And this message of forgiveness is used in many, many groups, but when it's the word of man, it doesn't have any meaning. Heaven does not answer to that. When Jesus sent his own disciples, he blew upon them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained in heaven. This is the office of the Holy Spirit. This message or this sermon of the gospel is not in the words which are used in the kingdom of God that we preach, since forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Because shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. And as the book of the Hebrews, in another part of the Bible, it mentions that it has not been This is the blood of the testament which God has meant for you, because there is no forgiveness of sins without shedding of blood. This gospel of forgiveness is based on these words, that without shedding of blood there will be no forgiving. And Jesus mentions about this, that whosoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven in heaven. And Luther marvels this, that it's a marvelous matter, that it is this way. What you forgive here on earth, it is forgiven in heaven also. And how would we know if it would be the other way around? What would be forgiven to us? If the forgiveness would happen in heaven, and then after that it would happen here on earth. But personally, we are assured that you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. We can understand and believe that this word was meant for me. I personally have the permission to believe that promise of forgiveness, that my sins are forgiven. And this message will be preached to the end of this world. But it has to be gospel that is made living by the Holy Spirit. And it is not enough, even though that if we preach forgiveness of sins, but you have to believe it on your own behalf. In the journey of the wilderness, it says that hearing did not mean anything if they did not believe it. No matter how long you sit at services and you hear the word of God, and even though you hear that you have the permission to believe your sins forgiven today, and your heart does not open and believe, there is nothing happening in the heart. Our text here mentions that the elders have received a testimony. This is not a personal matter, that there would be no communication or unity to the kingdom of, or the congregations. Therefore, it's good that we have mother. We have a mother who takes care of us. In the catechism, it says how the Holy Spirit leads us to the bosom of the congregation. Not you and I can't know anything about Christ, and he can't be our Lord if the Holy Spirit would not give the forgiveness and faith to us. He proclaims this word, enlightens our hearts. So that this congregation has to be as a mother to everybody, to feed each and every one of us so that this faith will remain. And this congregation also gives a testimony. And this is not that we are given a report at how good we had done here on earth. We all hope that we would be acceptable. And we want that our traveling, our journey here will end so that others, close ones can say that he had a clean conscience and he got to heaven. The testimony it's a testimony of the God's congregation. And this text says here that through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. If this was turned other way around, that we understand by, we believe by understanding, that there would be so many listeners here. We have the permission to be of different opinions of different things. It opens this in the same way that we can own this as a gift, and we can be in grace care in this kingdom. It cleanses us, but it also explains that through faith it has been prepared through the Word of God. The book of the Hebrews. In the book of the Hebrews, there is said that the Bible began that first there was world and God created the world. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The enemy of our souls try to make us think that there has to be another another way that this world has been created and the life which is around us. That thunderstorm which was out there, it is also a creation by God. That is not, hasn't been caused by man. And God has, this is God's creation, and He knows what will happen. Has the enemy of us, the souls, made you think that in heaven it's not known what has happened to you? And that you might feel that the burden, your burden is so great that you become weak. And it said that no bird will fall from a branch without God knowing it. Therefore, there are so many places of supper and nourishment. Now this nourishment is offered to us again and again, as if we could look at a mirror, that how does my faith life look like? That it would be good that you went to the fountains. Then you might have these thoughts that God will not know what my life is like. The Word of God wants to encourage you who have become weary and tired, that there will be nothing to comfort you. When the enemy of our souls preaches that you won't become any better. We don't have to become any better. The only thing is important that we would remain believing and get to heaven. And therefore, the Heavenly Father gives us temptations and trials so we would not be adapted to this world. And so many things in the world are coming as a barrier on our way. The power of the Word of God. It opens the destination of faith. It would not be good if the destination of faith would be lost. We have to remember that we are not just visiting, but we have a destination in heaven. You remember these brothers, Cain and Abel, how they went to sacrifice, and they both had a right kind of an altar. But there was a difference between the sacrifice, between the offering. Here can be seen everything what the mind of man demands to a man. But how can we tell that Abel was believing? There were no merits, but it was completely this lamb that was set as an offering, it has been made by God. That lamb was creation of God, and it was acceptable to God. And even today, in these summer services, we have repeatedly heard how God has taken care of his kingdom. And then this text in the last verse, it mentions Enoch. It was seventh from Adam, who was taken away by God, the soul that he did not see death. Enoch was the first one who did not see death. And then Jesus, when Jesus appeared to his disciples, he asked something to eat to show that he still is the Jesus who has died. And Enoch was also, and of Enoch it is said that he preached in the name of Lord. It was a marvelous thing that Enoch was taken away and no one knew where he went. But there was a testimony left behind that he went to heaven. He had lived in the midst of believers. He had put the sins away. And the people in the Old Testament believed in the same God as people believe today. He looked towards the reward. We believe in the same blood of the same lamb even today, and you can believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. Be blessed and comforted. This power of grace carries us until the end. And whenever we get to heaven, temptations will be left here on earth. A man was asked that. He said that, keep me on earth as long as you want, but I've got time to stay, I've got time to be in heaven. We have the desire that our God would preserve us in faith and we would get to heaven. Therefore, you can securely own In Jesus' name and blood, all your sins are forgiven. Be blessed and comforted. This power of the gospel is amazing. The effect does not become less. It opens up the way and it lets us free of those matters which had kept in us in our clutches. And we can even today rejoice of this matter. And even though the enemy of our souls brings us old matters, even though they have been forgiven, when God has forgiven our sins, we don't have a permission to remember them. So we have to try to leave them behind. But our faith might be so weak that we don't believe that they are for sure they are forgiven. There are always matters that arise, but they have been forgiven. And now we can remain in God's grace care. He who has done his good work in us, he wants to end it on the last day. May I also believe all my sins forgiven. I have a desire to believe together with you. We remain in the comfort of God's word. In Jesus' name, amen.